school tonight. You've come home past 10. Things going well with the teacher then?
I notice everything. There's very little that escapes my notice. For instance, your cardigan. There's a small trace of white chalk on it upon your right breast where he made a grab for you after work while there was still chalk on his hands. When you came into the room, your lips and cheeks were still flushed pink and your clothes are slightly ruffled, so I gather things got a little more heated than usual tonight, and yet... your posture's all wrong. The way you're carrying yourself right now is not the demeanor of a woman who has had intercourse recently. At least, not enjoyable intercourse at any rate. Pity. Was he less than adequate? You don't want to tell me. Why on earth is that so? Does the thought of you sharing your most intimate of moments embarrass you? It must. You've begun biting your lower lip and there's a blush creeping up your throat. You should have no problem telling me. I'm simply an intrigued third party. Sexual relationships, though enjoyable for most, hold no interest for me. However, the physiological and psychological responses to such... no, that's another matter entirely. I wonder if you might indulge me for a moment. Don't worry, I won't keep you up long. I'd like to perform an experiment, and I do believe you'll prove a more than capable candidate for such. What's the experiment? Curious as ever. Well, sit down on the couch across from me and I will explain. I want to take note of the sexual responses in women when given certain pressures and stimuli. Not to worry, I won't lay a finger on you. Tonight I won't have to. Yes, by your standards, I suppose I would be a woman, but I mean to conduct this experiment on someone who's boring and sexually unfulfilled and absolutely ordinary. Like you. Don't frown like that, it makes your face look bad. What happens within this room shall be between you and I. I'll record notes for my collection, of course, but it will remain anonymous to protect your privacy. I won't need more than 15 minutes to collect the data I require, and once we're done, I will not ask this of you again. Do you agree? There's no need to be nervous. Take a deep breath. Relax your shoulders. This will be quite enjoyable, of that I can assure you. Now, remove your clothes and place them folded on the coffee table. Once you've disrobed, sit back down on the couch. I see your nipples have become erect. It is quite warm in this room, so I assume the thought of this experiment must excite you to some degree. I see your face blushing. I must wonder, do you often find yourself fantasizing about me? There's no need in denying what I already know to be true. It's quite all right. In fact, it is preferred in an experiment such as this. Now, have you made yourself comfortable? Are you ready to truly begin? Splendid. I'm going to be giving you some instructions. They shouldn't be too terribly difficult to follow, even for you, and I'm sure that you'll find them quite enjoyable, to say the least. Now, spread your thighs wider for me. Already your sex has become flushed and swollen. Your date truly must have left you wanting. Now, take the fingers of your left hand and slowly begin trailing the tips of them along your jaw. Slowly work your way down your throat, across your chest to your left breast, softly applying pressure. Yes, just like that. Now, gently cup your breast and work your thumb around your nipple as you caress yourself. Your skin is responding well to your touch. Already you were experiencing pillow erection. That is the scientific word for goose flesh. It is an involuntary reflex, often produced when in cold temperatures, or in this case, when one is experiencing an elevated state of arousal. That's good. This is what I need to see. Now, gently roll your nipple between your thumb and forefinger. Gently, gently at first, and then slowly and steadily apply pressure. That's enough. There's no need to cause yourself discomfort. I simply wish to take note of just how much pressure you would need to elicit a positive response. That moan you just made, that has told me far more than you could possibly imagine. Allow your right hand to mirror the movements of your left hand. Slowly work it at first, and then increase the pressure and frequency of your movements. Good. Your thighs have begun to spread of their own accord, and your face has become flushed, even more so. The thought of me watching you excites you, doesn't it? You've hardly looked at me since you began. You're trying so desperately to hide within yourself from the embarrassment, the pressure, the shame. Look into my eyes. I'll need to take note of your pupil activity for the next part. Come on, be a good girl and follow my instructions. Oh, I heard that. You had a quick intake of breath when I said those words. I take it you enjoy that. Being called a good girl. You've shown quite the positive response to the smallest of praises. Perhaps this is due to the problems you've had in the past with your mother. Interesting. In that case, you are doing a wonderful job being such an obedient girl for me. Slowly trail your right hand down your stomach. Slower. There's no need to rush. We've all the time in the world. Spread your thighs wider so that I might be able to take note of your body's response to the touch. I can see the slickness of your sex from here. Even your natural scent has begun to fill the air. How intriguing. It is an undeniable drive of men to enjoy the scent of a woman. It drives them, filling them with the urge to procreate. I must admit, even I am a slave to its influence at the present moment. Use two fingers to spread yourself for me. Yes, just like that. I can see how swollen you are. You must be positively aching already. Oh, did I just see you spasm? Already your body is seeking something to wrap around, something to draw deep within to soothe that gnawing ache. Well, by all means, listen to your body. Slowly slide the tips of your fingers along your sex, drawing the beads of your wetness to your clitoris. Then, I want you to move your fingers in slow circles around it, without putting forth direct pressure against it. Do you think you can do that for me? Good girl, just like that. While your right hand teases around it, I want you to begin bucking your hips forward against your hand. I barely had to give you that direction. Your hips have been squirming for quite a bit already, urgently seeking out that all-too-pleasurable friction. Now you can touch your clitoris, work in slow patterns at first, and then alternating in the amount of pressure on your strokes. Good girl. I may need to sit beside you. I'd like to examine you closer. Look at me. Your pupils have dilated quite a bit, I'd say around 3 millimeters. You've done quite well in trying to hide your desperation arousal from me, but you forget your body cannot lie to me the way your lips do. I can see just how your chest heaves as you slide your fingers against that all-too-needy bit of you, how your thighs slightly tremble as the pleasure increases. Despite your attempts to obfuscate your arousal, it is laid bare for me to see. No! Do not hide your face. Look into my eyes as you were before. The human body is incredibly beautiful in such moments. There is no lying, just plain truth for those who know where to look. I can see how your hips grind quicker down against your hand, but the strangled moans you make, the whimpers of frustration, you cannot come in down this way, can you? You're already so close, but you require just a bit more to finally send you over the edge. Is that right? I thought so. All right, now you may insert a finger. Go slowly. I want to see your body tighten around your finger as it silently begs for more friction. That's it. Let your head fall back to the couch. You may look away now if that would allow you an easier release. The speed of your hip thrusts have increased. I can see the strain of your vastus medialis muscle, how it tightens and loosens in time with your hips' movements. Now you may add another finger. I hear the pleading in your moans. One digit just won't do, will it? Then slide those fingers in and curl them against that all-too-sensitive erogenous zone within yourself. Ah, there it is. Good girl. You knew just where it was. That's good. I can hear the slickness of your fluids dripping down onto the fabric of the couch. Your arousal has nearly reached its peak. Your back is arched and your thighs tremble. You're so close to the precipice of pure euphoria. Let yourself feel the pleasure. Don't hold back on my account. Quite the opposite. I need to see your release as it washes over you. Grind your hips down upon your fingers while your thumb works in circles against your clitoris. Just like that. Now, be a good girl and come undone for me. Yes, this is what I need to see. Your unbridled passion and arousal. Your moans rising in volume and octave as the pleasure washes over you in waves and your vaginal muscles contract in such beautiful rhythm. You've done well. You may remove your fingers now. Shh. There's no need to speak. Allow all those hormones and chemicals to wash over your senses. The emotional centers of your brain have begun to slow down their function. Let that stillness overcome you. There is nothing outside this room at this moment in time. No unsatisfactory sexual partner to please. No arrogant boss to kiss up to. There is only what you feel right now, when there is nothing but the silence inside. You may rest here for as long as you need.